You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:35pm with Gareth Topham, Rory Delaghi and Catherine Fry in the studio. Good day jumping to look forward to as well, with good cards at both Carlisle and Huntingdon on the domestic front. Two good meetings over in Ireland as well, Cork and Naas. Plenty of Grade 3 action over the Irish Sea and a couple of big handicap chases as well, including the Cork Grand National. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio, it's Mr. Gary Capewell. How are you, Gary?
Very good, thank you, Mark. Yourself?
Yeah, very good indeed. The jumping's kicking up, innit? And it's a good time of year. Horses back out.
Yeah, some nice horses back out. Obviously, we're recording this prior to racing starting on Saturday, but you know, we've got the Grand National winner running at Wetherby, former champion hurdle winner running at Wetherby. We've got good racing over in Ireland as well. Don Cossack. Another Grade 2 there, good stuff at Ascot, and some nice horses are beginning to reappear. So, yeah, an exciting time of year. Obviously, the flat's gearing down. I think, obviously, we've only got a week to go, and there's only a couple of meetings actually left on turf as well, sort of after Newmarket on Saturday. There's just Redcar, Nottingham and Doncaster, and that's it. But we've got Aintree in the... A good meeting there to look forward to next Saturday, as well as Sandown on the Sunday, and also Wincanton, the elite hurdle next week as well. And it'll only be a couple of weeks' time before at Cheltenham again. So, an exciting time of year. Some nice horses coming back out, and let's hope they live up to their billing.
Yeah, we were just talking off air. You were at Uxeter yesterday, Gary.
I was.
Victoire.
He got better as they went round. I was really impressed with him. The way that he was very slick at some of the senses. He was a bit low at a couple, but it was a really nice introduction. And as I say, I think he improved as as the round went on. But he showed a really nice turn of foot, and the horse that we beat, Bristol Demise, for a four-year-old, he's huge like a giraffe, he's all legs. They'll probably step him up in trip, but Guard of Victoire, they're going for the novice chase at Cheltenham in a couple of weeks' time, so it'll be interesting to see how he gets on there. Out of the Mist won the Mayor's Hurdle. She was sixth in a listed bumper back in March at the week before the Cheltenham Festival. And she won on her hurdling debut ahead of Lady of La Manva, and they put a long, long way clear. So that was an impressive performance. Aluma absolutely bolted up in the handicap chase by 12 lengths, but Dickie Johnson was looking round midway down the back straight. He was going just that easily. And the other one that caught the eye was obviously One Fits All, who was a very much eased down four-length winner with the novice hurdle there. Beware the Bear finished second, and they were 44 lengths clear of anything else. I was impressed with One Fits All, but in terms of the paddock appearance, I was really taken by Beware the Bear, who had been second in 2 point-to-points prior to joining Nicky Henderson. That was obviously his debut, rules debut, and he's a big old unit. He's going to want further, so the fact that he pulled a long way clear of the others, and there were some nice horses in behind, in fairness, albeit I think it was Captain Flash who eventually finished third, but... Paddy's Field was going to be in the shake-up for falling at the last. So it was a good day to go racing yesterday. There was a few dodgy handicaps thrown into the mix as well. But Guard of Victoire, exciting prospect for novice chase. He's going novice. Obviously, that was a beginner's chase. But for the coming season, he was shortened for the arc on the back of that victory, which probably didn't come as too huge a shock. Because visually, it was really impressive.
Mm. I went to Wetherby on Friday and saw a few nice horses there as well. Liam Cavallo won the listed juvenile hurdle. Quite a nice little listed race, that, because So Royal was second and looked the winner until Leon Cavallo battled back, showed a really good attitude to make it five from five. And Our Thomas back in third still looks a nice enough prospect. Wasn't suited by the fact that it turned into a sprint in the home straight.
Did actually see that race, and he clattered the last as well, which didn't help.
But some nice horses to take out there. I think both the front two and even the third would be horses to follow this season. So
yep. Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Bruce Almighty in the last as well, one of the easiest winners you'll see.
I didn't see the last because I'd already... oh, yes, I did, actually. Sorry, that was the 0-200, I'm going to guess, was it? Or 105 or whatever it was, yeah.
But very impressive winner.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so the juice is flowing for the jump stuff. Just going to sidetrack that a little bit with a little bit of a quick mention of the Breeders' Cup stuff. Purely just from a European perspective, hit it a bomb. A very impressive winner of the Juvenile Turf.
I must admit, I haven't watched that back yet. But he was a horse who I was really impressed with when he won at Dundalk on his most, prior to yesterday, his most recent outing. And Aidan O'Brien's got a good record in that particular race. And it's usually with a horse that they don't run in the bigger races over here. They just keep a horse fresh, specifically with that. Could end up staying in America and could easily end up as a Kentucky Derby horse. You look at his breeding, that wouldn't be an issue. So, it'd be interesting to see what sort of plan they have for him. I didn't read the quotes afterwards, but it'd be interesting to see where they campaign him with next year in mind.
It will. Obviously, we'll have fallout from the Saturday of the Breeders' Cup and the National Hunt stuff over here as well, the Charlie Hall chase and so on and so forth, on tomorrow's podcast.
But surely right now, you're only going to be talking about the Charlie Hall.
That'll be the feature, won't it? Of course.
Well, hopefully.
The main focus. Some good racing at Ascot as well over the obstacles. And I haven't even looked at Newmarket at all today, which just sums up my mentality.
No, me neither. And I'm on the rodeo pundit in it.
Fantastic. Anyway, let's move on to Sunday's action. We're going to focus on the card at Carlisle. A good card to look forward to there as well. And we'll get Gary's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, four races at Carlisle. As we mentioned, the 130 is the first of them that we look at. And this one is a Novices Limited Handicap Chase over 2.5 miles with a field of 8 here. Gary, who would you like in there?
I think there's some interesting horses. There's quite a few horses coming here off the back of making their seasonal debuts, obviously, but a few that are coming back from even longer breaks. The Rambling Kid towards the foot of the weights and 4-2 towards the top of those. 536 days he's been off, and he makes his chasing debut for Team Nichols, which is quite interesting. Shimla Dawn is another one that I'm interested towards the top, and Otago Trail as well. Venetia Williams hasn't had many runners, certainly hasn't had many winners, but this horse won fresh over this course and distance last year as well. He makes his chasing debut, another one to respect. Morning Royalty was a winner at Cartmel when last seen, but I think this is probably a little bit tougher than that. The two that I like are Special Wells and Syrian. Both of them have had the benefit of a recent run. Special Wells was third on his chasing debut here. Steps up in trip, which will suit. Sue Smith just beginning to have a winner or two. It's interesting, but I think the pick would have to be Syrian, who I saw when he made his chasing debut at Utoxeter, finished 4.5 lengths behind Killala Key when last seen. Had some decent form, finished 11th in the Fred Winter Juvenile Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. Stepping up in trip will help him, and as a four-year-old, he gets quite a lot of weight concessions. So, clever bit of placing from Jamie Snowden. Syrian will be the pick in the 130.
Syrian the pick for Gary in the 130. Then the 235 is the next race we look at. This is the Cumberland Handicap Chase, a Class 3 event over 3.25 miles, field of 11 here. Gary, and you could make a case for a number of these.
Yeah, I think so. Vintage Star pulled up on his last two starts last year, but he does go well fresh. So it's not conceivable that he could bounce back. King of the Wolds finished second at Perth when last seen. He's one of the likely pace angles in the race. Bally Oliver managed to win this race on his seasonal return last year. And he comes here off a slightly worse mark. Carrigdoon has been a little bit hit and miss of late. Certainly hasn't managed to hit the same sort of form that he was doing last season and a couple of years ago. Tullamore Dew, the old boy who managed to win at Cartmel last seen in May, still fairly handicapped on bits and pieces of old form. He's gone up £8 for that victory. Chicago Outfit's been winning during the summer. Red Admiral probably might well improve for this outing. Son of Susie been running well over hurdles, had the odd blip over fences though, which would be the concern. Settle Out of Court won here over this course and distance on his most recent outing. He's another one that likes to go from the front. Presented was second here last time out. And Basford Ben seemingly is a bit more of a sort of a spring horse for me, but he does like it here. Tricky old race. I would probably take a chance on Vintage Star, because this is a little bit easier than some of the races he has been running in, and that record fresh is obviously a big plus. So the top weight Vintage Star at a track that he has won at in the past, the pick in the Cumberland Handicap Chase.
Vintage Star in this selection for Gary in the 2.35. The 3.10 is the third race we look at. This is a Class 2 handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Field of 15 here, Gary, and we'll start with Must Meet a Lady for Jonjo O'Neill and Noel Feely. Won at Wetherby last time.
Yeah, I think going up in trip has helped this horse. Obviously, it's come from the pointing field as well, so stepping up in trip was always going to help this horse. Really competitive little races, though. The likes of Captain Brown, who's been in good form, have to be given a chance. Lexi's boy's got a tongue tie on for the first time. Difficult to be confident what kind of form he'll be in. However, Shades of Midnight was a winner when last seen. He makes his handicap debut. Is interesting. Tap Knight has always been a bit of a frustrating horse. One for Harry will need to have improved his jumping over the summer if he's to land this. He's clattered his way through quite a few races in the past. Lego Royale is interesting for the Quinn team. Finished second at Wetherby on his seasonal return. I think he's very interesting. Shot of Vodka goes a long way for this race, sent up there from David Pipe. Big Water is a horse who likes it here. Only ran the 15 days ago and was pulled up, needs to bounce back from that. But again, I'm going to go for the top weight. Sam, who hasn't been seen since falling in the Albert Bartlett when last seen, but prior to that he'd won two novice events. He makes his handicap debut and is potentially the class act of the race. So the top weight, Out Sam in the 3.10.
Outside the selection for Gary then in the 3.10. The 3.45 is where we finish. This is the Colin Parker Memorial Intermediate Chase, a listed race over 2.5 miles. Only three of them in the lineup here, Gary, and Sapphire Rose will be pretty short.
Only two that make any appeal, though, and Sapphire, this is an ideal starting point for him. Obviously, they mixed in between hurdles and fences last year. The Young Master could well get the run of the race, but he's rated £14 inferior to Sapphire Rose, so he's difficult to get away from and has to be the pickers one to bump up those ackers throughout the day.
Yeah. Do you see him turning into a chaser? Because there's obviously Shades of Big Books about him.
There is. Chasing he was a bit unlucky during the early part of his chasing career last year, and he looked a lot better when he ran at Aintree on his final outing, so it wouldn't concern me too much.
All right. Sapphire Dero then, the selection. Let's just have a quick summary, Gary, if you'll spin us through.
Yeah, in the 1.30 at Carlisle Sirian, in the 2.35 Vintage Star, in the 3.10 Out Salmon, in the 3.45 Sapphire Dero.
Superb. Good work, Gary. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Sunday.
Will do.
There you go, the thoughts of Gary Capewell on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12.35pm. Gareth Topham, Rory Delaghi and Catherine Fry will be the team in the studio. Carlisle and Huntingdon, the two domestic meetings. Cork and Nace over in Ireland. Some very good racing to look forward to this Sunday. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.